Simon, I just imagine a really difficult one to take that.
Yeah, of course it is. We sort of dominated most of the game. We had good possession. But both boxes where it matters. We can't buy a goal apart from set pieces at the moment in time. We had a lot of possession and we had large spells of the game. Started the game really well. They scored against the run of play. And obviously that game gives them something to sort of hang on to. But we still didn't do enough in terms of final third 18-yard box. And then we concede a sloppy late goal for us as well. So it's been a tough month for us. January's been a horrible time for us with results and dropping as many points as we have. But we've got to work hard to try and turn it around. Yeah, we can look at this, that and the other, but we've just got to make sure that we go back to doing the basics well. Early part of the season when we're getting results, we were hard to beat. We were making sure that we were ruthless in our own 18-yard box. And we punished teams when they came along with the chances, and we're not doing it well enough at both ends of the pitch this morning time.
What do you put the form down to? Is it a confidence thing, individual errors?
I think we're just switching off and we're not sensing danger enough. I think, as I said, the first goal for them was totally against run of play. We started the game extremely well, had some real good opportunities, and when we get into them opportunities, one, we've got to take them. And I suppose when you're not taking them opportunities, defenders can get a little bit anxious and we're getting punished for mistakes that we're making at this moment in time. So, as I said, it's not been an easy month for all of us connected with the football club, but it's two ways you go. You either bury your head in the sand and sort of accept the situation, or you go the other way and you come out, stick your chest out and get back to the drawing board and making sure that you overcome this difficulty.
Is it difficult not to be angry? Have you had angry words with the players in the dressing room?
Well, a bit of both, but because I don't think that there's a great deal wrong with the team in terms of it's probably as well as we've played with the ball and kept possession, but you might as well not have possession of the ball and be ruthless at both ends of the boxes. It's getting the right balance. We want to play possession football and we did that for large parts today, but we weren't clinical enough in that final third to work their keeper enough, and that's been a problem that we've had for the last month or so.
Is the system you're playing at the moment working as well as you'd want it to?
Well, you've got possession. We're limited to what we can do in terms of the strikers. We've only got Kev and Sylvain available to this moment in time. The three midfield give us the option to go and gain possession of the ball. But we want bodies to be getting in the box, which we had the legs and the energy of DJ and Josh today. I thought Reedy played really well with balls that he would put in the box. And we're not just getting enough opportunities and punishing teams when we get into that final third where we were a few weeks ago and months ago.
You took off John Welsh at half time, Neil Kilkenny came on. Was that a tactical decision?
Yeah, we just felt that there was plenty of space for John to play there first half, but it was more suited for Killer because he could then get a pass and open the teams up. And again, it worked well from box to box, but there's no point doing that sometimes if you're not going to be ruthless at both ends of the box.
Do you feel you need to add bodies to the team between now and Monday and beyond?
Well, it's a question that we've been asked for the last month or so, and we've always said that we're trying extremely hard to achieve that target. So we've brought in some good players to the football club in the window as such so far. It has been difficult when you've got four attacking options out through injury, illness, and other reasons. So we've had to accept it. Glad that this month is out of the way now. We're working hard over the next 48 hours to try and get some other signings in and see where it takes us. But we can't guarantee that's going to happen because it's not easy to do. But we're trying and we've asked the questions to Peter Above, and everybody behind the scenes is working extremely hard to do that.
Have you made a move for any particular player? Has you put a bid in anywhere?
Well, we've been talking to clubs, we've been talking to agents. We try and do all our business behind closed doors, so people can speculate about this, that and the other, but we're working extremely hard to bring targets into the football club.
A positive from today, Joe Garner was back with the travelling 18. How far is he off a comeback?
Well, it's just one of them things where we thought Joe can benefit being around the team. Doesn't say he's any closer or not. I'm not going to give anything away when I think he's going to be back. And we said all along we're not going to rush him back because it could be detrimental to Joe. We'll put him back into the squad when we feel it's the best thing to do. But it was an opportunity for him to get back around the lads again today. Probably wanted a weekend watching football rather than being at home because he's been at home a lot over the last few months. But obviously he's a player that we've missed and we're desperate for him to be back. But that will be at the right time for us and as a football club and for his own health.
So there's no timescale in place for his coming?
No, not yet. we'll do it when we think it's the right time for him, and he's had enough training and enough sharpness and enough recovery to make sure that he's going to be with us to the end of the season rather than a short term of coming back too quickly.
Final word from me, Simon. Daniel Johnson's debut today. You've waited a while to put him in, but what did you make of it?
No, I thought it was good. I thought he handled the ball well. He could drive him from midfield and saw a couple of passes. And obviously, he's going to get better with the number of times that he's playing with his teammates. And obviously, he's not played for a couple of weeks regarding his situation. So he's tired towards the back end of the game. But you can see he's got some quality and... hopefully we'll get the benefit of him scoring goals, creating goals over the next few weeks.
I know you've already said that you won't name names in the transfer market. Owen Doyle's one player you've been linked with. Can you put that one to bed?
Well, we've been linked with a lot of players and we're only after good players. Somebody's telling me that we'd agreed to sign Ben Pringle last week and he was in Rotherham's team and scoring after a couple of minutes. So that's what the transfer window does to you. I'm not going to comment on any names. It's about what we're trying to do behind the scenes. And when we've done anything, we'll try and announce it and see where it takes us.